This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Update. Today is January 10th, 2022. Here are the 8 to 10 stories we're following this morning. First, the markets closed slightly lower Friday after a big set of losses on Thursday. Futures again point down this morning. It'll probably be midday by you listen to this. Futures, the stock market will probably be down today. But we'll see. The futures point down this morning. The NASDAQ lost 4.5% last week. Salesforce itself dropped 10%. There's a fascinating story about the NASDAQ by Yahoo Finance editor Brian Soucy this morning. Here, the article started, the NASDAQ is quietly being shredded, new data shows. Here, data suggests that nearly half of the NASDAQ stocks are down more than half in the last 6 months or so. The overall index hasn't suffered nearly that much, but that's really due to the over-reliance on a handful of firms that have outperformed. So it's a fascinating discussion of the NASDAQ and what's really going on after you get past the top 5 or 7 stocks. Second, the 10-year Treasury yield closed at 1.77 Friday. The 52-week range is 1 to 1.01. Quite frankly, the highest rate in all of 2021 was 1.749. The 10 years at its highest range since the pandemic really started, the 1.80 in the last 52 weeks is an outlier because it barely peaked up to that last week. So really what you're seeing is the Treasury yields are at the highest point since the pandemic started. Third, Goldman Sachs is reporting that the Fed may raise rates as much as 4 times this coming year, and that would be starting in March are the latest projections. The Fed had reduced its core Fed funds rate to 0 in 2020. This has led to a huge surge in stock market valuations based on the concept of TINA. There's no alternative place to put money, TINA. See also the Wall Street Journal, bond sell-off rattles markets, and also Goldman Sachs. Goldman now expects 4 Fed hikes, sees faster run of 2022. The fourth story we're following this morning relates to COVID. COVID hospitalizations have surged 123,000. This is a number that none of us thought we were seeing again. This is triple the number from 60 days ago and close to pandemic highs. ICU numbers are also close to 22,000 to 23,000. These are very high numbers. Follow, of course, Becker's Healthcare for full coverage of COVID-19. Fifth, COVID deaths are averaging nearly 1,700 a day. This is without the Sunday deaths being included, so the real death number is probably much closer to 2,000 plus a day, if not more. The 7-day average of cases is top 700,000 a day in new cases for the last 7 days. That's a very, very high number, and of course, that only counts some small percentage of the total number because we know a ton of people are home testing and otherwise that aren't recording these numbers. Sixth, sad to see TV star and comedian Bob Saget die this weekend. The causes are not yet known, but sad to see this TV star die. Seventh, thanks to Jeremy Corner's team, a great weekend of downloads on the Becker Private Equity Podcast and the Becker Healthcare Podcast. Excited this week to get a chance to interview some of my colleagues from McGuire Woods, the law firm, David Pivnik, Amber Walsh, Holly Buckley on private equity issues, Tianis Walker-Suchita on digital health issues, and then we'll be welcoming Andrea Lee Lina, a digital health superstar, to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast as well. We're also always thrilled to interview leaders from RSM, Rick Kess, Matt Wolf, our regular guests, just fantastic. Eighth story, I'm sad to see my Bitcoin ETF continue to take it on the chin. This is down 40% since November. That's a serious amount of losses. The cannabis ETF, which I also succumbed to FOMO and invested in as well, is also down a great deal. Looking forward to speaking to Mark Pacekovic, cannabis expert, about that. There's an article in Reuters this morning or Forbes this morning. See, Bitcoin falls towards 40K, racks up longest losing streak since 2018. Ninth story we're following, B of A and bank stocks continue to outperform the NASDAQ and tech stocks with the prospect of higher rates coming. There's also finally 10th and 11th. I'll share two more pieces of news. 10th, there's an article, Forget Rate Hikes, How the Fed Handles Its $9 Trillion in Assets is What Really Matters. This is an article by Barron's Lisa Belfast, and this is really a critical point. The Fed has amassed so much in bonds that it's bought to try and sort of keep the market rates low to create artificial demand for it. As they start to unload and get rid of their balance sheet, this has a chance to cause some serious retraction in the economy because they've sort of artificially inflated the economy with this amount of bond purchases. Those bond purchases total almost 33% of the nation's GDP. Finally, the last story we're following this morning is a Lululemon story. they're projecting that they had a slower fourth quarter than expected. They still did fine, but they're going to come in at the lower range of their estimates for revenues, $2.3 billion versus $2.7 billion. And they basically blame it on a mix of things, Omicron, staffing, supply chain issues, which are rampant throughout the economy, those issues. It is amazing how well some of the retailers have performed over the last 2 years. It really is amazing. Our hats are off to those that really push forward during this challenging time. In any event, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you very much.